The scripture lesson today is from Isaiah chapter 9, starting with verse 6. For a child has been born for us, a son has been given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, too, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be countless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Praise be to God.
Good morning, everyone. I am sorry that I can't come and be with you in person for today. As you know at this point, I came down with COVID, and as much as Christmas is about sharing, I didn't want to share this with you all. So I'm grateful for the technology that allows me to come and share this sermon with you, not in person, but, you know, hearkening back to the early days of COVID when we had to do all of this from our homes, had to do all of this online. It's a little bit of a throwback for me. I'm not sure I love it, but we'll do it for today. Today, I am particularly thinking about how I'm not going to be with you at church on Sunday because I'm recording this in advance. And Christmas is such a good time to be at church, this Advent season, this anticipation. And during Advent, we talk about these four key concepts of love, peace, joy, and hope. And today, of course, is all about hope. That's what you heard when you lit the Advent wreath this morning. It's all about hope today. And when I think about what particularly kids must take away from Advent, what I remember taking away from Advent as a kid was two of those things. The first, joy on Christmas Day. Opening those presents and celebrating and all this newness and laughter and fun, that's joy. But the rest of the season, especially on that December 1st through 24th when you're doing the Advent calendar, it's about hope. It's about anticipation. I hope I'm going to get this thing for Christmas. I hope I'm going to get what I want. I hope Santa's going to come. I hope we get to do all the fun things that I want to do on Christmas. And I hope that as adults, when we grow old, we also will keep that hope with us. And this putting hope as the central piece of Advent is not accidental. Hope is the key part of Advent, and really maybe the key part of the Christmas celebration. It keeps pulling us back to what Christmas is all about, which is the birth of Jesus, reminding us that ultimately we are hoping for the presence of Jesus in our lives. In Isaiah 9, chapter 2, it says, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." It talks about these people who have not experienced everything good. Life is not going well for them. They are in darkness, but nevertheless, hope is shining in. Light is shining in. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, talks about this again when it says that the Word became flesh and lived among us, and the Word was life, and the life was the light of all people. When that Word becomes flesh, it brings light, it brings that hope into fulfillment for people. Advent is all about hope and hope fulfilled. Now, I've talked before this Advent about the difference between the Christmas of the Coca-Cola Santa Claus and the Christmas of Jesus, the baby in the manger. And that difference is vast, don't get me wrong. But nevertheless, through hope, God finds a way to break into that Coca-Cola Christmas that's all about greed and consumerism and desire and envy, jealousy even, that's trying to get what's ours, materialism. Jesus breaks into that through hope to bring us again back to Christmas. Now, we might begin by wanting a thing, you know, in that materialistic sense, wanting a toy. I mean, I remember as a kid, I wanted a very particular Lego set. that I thought would change my life forever. It was going to be fantastic. It was going to be the best Christmas ever if I could just get this one Lego set. And I don't know if you've experienced anything like that, but I remember it distinctly. And for the record, it did. So thank you, Mom and Dad. Still remember that Christmas. So we want a thing, right? We want that particular need to be fulfilled. Or, you know, it might not be a Lego set. It might be a doll or a game. Maybe you want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Maybe you want your two front teeth. I don't know. We could sing a song about those things. But Christmas takes that hope and connects it to something maybe a little bigger. You can't hope for something that you don't want, after all. You have to want it in the first place. Hope begins with that knowledge that there's something missing. So I want to look back to our biblical example of Isaiah chapter 9. It talks about these people who are in a land of deep darkness. They want something, right? They want to not be in a land of deep darkness, whatever that happens to mean for them. And then it says in verse 6, "For a child has been born to us, a son given to us, and authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." You know, on all of your Christmas lists throughout all the years of your childhood, and sure, adulthood, if you're an adult too, did you ever put on that Christmas list that you want a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, whose authority shall grow continually? I didn't want that. It's a very particular set of wants, a very particular set of needs. These are people who have been exiled from their homeland. These are people who have been oppressed. These are people who want to have a monarchy reestablished. They want one wise leader to rule over them. And to be honest, when I hear that today, like, I'm not really thrilled about that particular set of wants unless Jesus himself happens to be that leader. But this is what the people who Isaiah wrote to wanted. This was their light in the darkness. Someone who could lead them out of exile, lead them out of oppression, end the violence that was going on, restore them to their homeland. And when we put it in those terms of peace and fairness and freedom, those values, we can begin to understand, okay, this makes sense. This is a hope that we can understand. And at Christmas, that hope gets fulfilled, not in the specific context that those original people were anticipating, perhaps, but at Christmas, those values begin to be fulfilled. Jesus arrives, and Jesus, through his life, his ministry, tells us that peace is possible, that there's the possibility of freedom from oppression, finding our home, of knowing God. Light dawns for us. We can begin to hope in these things. So Jesus inaugurates this kingdom, this hope-filled kingdom, but it hasn't yet been brought to completion. We still hope in it. It hasn't yet happened. So the question is, do we want it to be? Do we actually hope for Jesus' kingdom to be established? Do we actually hope, like these people in Isaiah's time did, for light to actually dawn? Do we want these things to be made better? And if we do, if we say we hope in the arrival of Jesus in new ways in our lives, if we say we hope in the coming of God's kingdom, then it behooves us to prepare for that hope to actually be fulfilled. You know, there's a difference between, you know, sitting in a boat in the middle of a rocky sea and just laying back and wondering and looking at the clouds and saying, I hope I'm going to make it to shore. There's a difference between that and actually picking up the oar and starting to row towards shore. That's a different kind of hope. And the first kind is shallow. I hope, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to act on it. If it happens, it happens, but clearly I'm not that invested in it. The second, that's a little deeper. It's saying, I hope I'm going to make it to shore, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make that happen. I'm going to make it to shore. I believe in this. I'm going to act on that hope and help to turn it into reality, because I believe that one day I will be on that shore. And that kind of hope, that deep hope, that can change lives. That can spur you into action. That can spur people around you into action. That can say to somebody, oh, well, if she hopes that we're going to make it to shore, then maybe I better pick up an oar too and start rowing myself. And I have been so excited about the ways that I see this kind of hope present in our lives here at Covenant Together. The Christmas Families program is one of the greatest examples of this, and just happened this past week. But this Christmas Families program, it started off as this small hope that children would have shoes to wear, clothes to wear, be able to come to school. And it grew into a hope for kids in the Great Valley School District to have a Christmas to celebrate. And then that grew beyond just the Great Valley School District, and hope that all kids in our area could have a Christmas to celebrate, and that we hope we could do our part to make that happen. And that's the difference between, oh gosh, well, I just hope everybody has a great Christmas, and I really hope that everybody has a great Christmas, and I'm going to do what I can to make it happen. And that's the beauty of the kind of hope that Jesus inspires. And God inspires that in all of us. Now, I hope in a world where God's will is done. I hope in a world where God wipes away pain and fills us with joy. I hope in a world that's like that feeling on Christmas. I hope in a world where we all get to come together at the same table, where there's equality, where there's justice and fairness, where there's people are welcomed and there's no more division. I hope for that world where we don't have to fight anymore, where peace actually reigns on earth. I hope in a life for myself where my sins are gone forever and where I get to just sit in God's presence. I know that I am done screwing things up for myself and other people, and hurting people, even unintentionally, and I just get to put all that aside and just live in peace and experience the joy of every moment. I hope for that kind of world. But I'm not just going to sit back and wait for it to happen. I want to live into that. I want to live into the Christmas Day joyful celebration. I want to experience that joy and know that it's connected to the Christ child. I want to celebrate God each week. I mean, that's why we come to church, to celebrate God's presence in our lives. And so there's a little foretaste of the kingdom that is to come. And we do that each week. We get to sing songs of joy, of hope to God and God's kingdom that is coming. And we are working on that too. As a church, we've just named this vision of sharing the joy of God's table with people around us in all of these different ways. And we are going to live into that. We are going to work into that vision so that we can share the joy of God's table and anticipate a world in which everybody gets to sit at that table, a world in which everybody gets to experience God's joy. And I want to invite you into that too. Now, I have hope in life that is more filled with God's presence, and I want you to have that hope. I mean, it changes how I live, it changes how I react, my own goals and my dreams. And being in a relationship with Jesus who loves and forgives me, it makes the world just a brighter place. And I know I'm going to love celebrating Christmas this year, especially remembering that even as real as it seems, you know, the hope that I have in opening Christmas presents on Christmas Day, even as real as that hope seems, the hope that I can have in God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven is even more real. And even as real as the joy that I will get opening those presents and celebrating Christmas is, what's even more real is the joy in the kingdom that Jesus has come to establish. And I cannot wait for that kingdom to become reality. And I hope you can't wait for it either.